The British Prime Minister Winston Churchill comes to encourage his army in the desert. The situation is grim, but he retains his sense of humour and shares cheerful moments with his men. He meets with the newly appointed General Montgomery. Montgomery wasn't Churchill's first choice. And all of these soldiers in the desert are a little worried. The British, the Australians, the New Zealanders, the South Africans, and the Free French. As soon as he arrived, Montgomery, the son of a clergyman, ordered a new program of strict rules and discipline to be imposed. He is cautious. He waits until his army is superior in terms of both men and equipment. The new American Sherman tanks, for example, built for speed and power. Montgomery launches his offensive with a preliminary artillery barrage, followed by a massive tank assault. But the German 88 flat guns cause tremendous losses. Rommel's soldiers counterattack relentlessly. The battle turns into a bayonet charge, just like in the Battle of the Somme in 1916, with heavy casualties on both sides. In this deadly game, it is the side with the most men that wins. In a letter to his wife, Rommel writes, "We're simply being crushed by the enemy's weight." He receives a message from Hitler. "There can be no other thought than to stand fast, yield not a yard of ground." Rommel writes back to his wife, "I rack my brains for a way out of this plight for my poor troops. We are facing perhaps the most difficult days that a man can undergo." And he adds, "The dead are lucky. It's all over for them." Rommel retreats. In London, Churchill announces to his fellow citizens what is really the first good news of the war.
"Across the helmets of our soldiers. Ah, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning."
Churchill's words ring out around the world. The old British lion has stood up to Hitler.